Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, let us open up our spirit today and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts. Now, last week we ended up with this thought: if our eye is single to the Lord, we will meet the cross. Wow. If our eye is single to the Lord, we will meet the cross. Then the result will be death to our self-rule. Then we will be raised with a greater release of His life within us. Paul tells us in Romans 6, 3 through 5, "Know ye not that so many of us, as we were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized," now notice, "into His death." Notice, not the life of Christ, but the death of Christ. Paul continues, "Therefore," and that word "therefore" means because of what was previously said, "we are buried with Him by baptism into death," not life. "That like as many Christians was, as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted or buried together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in His likeness of His resurrection." Romans 6, 3 through 5. Again, notice, if we are crucified and buried in the likeness of Christ, we shall be raised by the Father in the likeness of Christ's resurrections. Now, I don't know about you, my friend, but that really gets me excited. That this is our hope. If we die in Christ, we too shall be raised back to life as Jesus was by the Father. But here's the point. It is not the life of Christ we are buried into, oh no, but the death of Christ. We too must experience, we too must die to our self-rule, our self-life, our selfishness, our dreams, our plans, our intentions, our motives, all of those things, so that we can be raised in the newness of life of Christ that He has for us. No death on our part spiritually, no resurrection life. Again, this is the principle. No death on our part spiritually, then no resurrection life. Well, who gets to be resurrected? Only dead people. And who gets to be raised in the life in Christ? Only those that had died and been buried into the death of Christ. And if we are raised with a greater release of Christ, and that would be Christ's life, that will include the light of God for us. Wow. The more Christ is formed within us, the more we will be able to see or understand and know Christ the more. Included in this life is everything. And listen closely. In Christ is found all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All things are found in Christ. Well, that excites me. That excites me so much. This is why we are complete in Him. This is reality is quite simple. If you really want to know God, knowing God, like when you, this wonderful little Sunday school lessons that you learned when you were growing up, but sadly when we grew up, we grew away from such things, and now we are faithful to the church and faithful to the pastor and keeping all of the church traditions and rituals and customs, but in reality, we are religious and we know not a holy God. I ask again, do you want to know God? Then we must open ourselves up and come to belong to Him. Do you want to know the truth? Well, if so, then we have to see or understand Jesus. But we cannot see or understand Jesus unless that we see Him with that single eye. Our heart and life must not be folded away from Him. We must be open and exposed to God and seeking Him. Not only must we have a single eye, but we too must have a single heart that is being purified. And now remember, only the pure in heart see God, Matthew 5 and 8. Let me say that again. Only the pure in heart see God, Matthew 5 and 8. That is now on earth and in ages to come. Now, it is entirely possible to have a great brain power and be able to intellectually grasp doctrines, concepts, and even get them right. But to do all of this without seeing or understanding Christ or learning Christ is not, repeat, not what God wants for us. God wants more than this for us. God wants more than angel robots. God wants us to know true facts. Yes, He does. And He wants us to know doctrine. But He also wants us to be made true unto Him. Let me say that again. God wants us to know facts and doctrine, but He also wants us to be made true to Him. Yes, doctrine is important, because if we get our doctrine wrong, all that we do in God will be wrong. But He wants us to have more than just information and doctrine. He wants to give us revelation. Wow. In the end, all the knowledge and information we acquire will not mean a thing if our heart is not single toward God. Simply knowing the teachings that tells us how to pick up our cross will do us no good unless we actually pick it up. Now, before we congratulate ourselves having a single eye and a single heart unto the Lord, we ought to realize that the normal Christian life is one where God is continually trying to purify our heart. Let me say that again. The normal Christian life is one as where God is continually trying to purify our hearts. We must not only desire a single eye and a single heart, but we must actually have it. We must have it in the individual circumstances of our life. Are we allowing God to open us up to Him? Let me say that again. Are we allowing God to open us up to Him? Are we allowing Him to shape us to fit Christ, to shape us to fit the truth, no matter what the cost? Are we allowing God to make us true, which will necessitate the light showing us where we have been untrue to Him? If we think that all means that, you know, if we make some major or some minor doctrinal adjustments, or that we add a few more Bible facts to our database of knowledge, we are only deceived. What we are talking about here is a matter of knowing and losing our life to God. Let me say that again. But what we are talking about here is a matter of knowing, of losing our life to God. We are talking about becoming reduced to nothing so that we can see, so we can understand Christ is everything. That is the truth. And are we willing to experience this? Wow. Or are we content to simply hold it as a teaching? We are talking about being exposed to who we really are and not who we think we are or who we want to be, but exposed to who we really, really are. My friend, it is a holy thing to stand before God, to be able to look into the mirror each morning and agree with God, agree with God who He says we are. We are talking about becoming adjusted to Him and to make and to be made fit for Him in His work that He has for us. I hope and pray, my friend, that you got this very deep teaching today. It is critical in our understanding of who God is. It is critical. More next week on the single eye and the single heart as we continue to look at the key to knowing truth. This has been David Saul from Beholding His Glory, just hoping that you did get and you did hear what I had to say, and you let your religious bias slip and you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart, because, my friend, the goal is for us to be buried in Christ, to be crucified with Christ, so that we will be able to experience that newness of life. Well, the newness of life only comes to those people that have been crucified with Christ, that hung up on the cross with Him. And then they too shall die and be resurrected. Paul said, "Oh, that I may know Him and know the power of His resurrection." Well, only dead people and those that have been crucified with Christ will ever know the power of His resurrection. More next week. God bless. Have a great week. Bye.